Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications.
Jim Storer with the Community Roundtable.
And Doug Haslam of Voce Communications. And with us is Jeff Rubenstein, the social media manager of Sony PlayStation. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Great. First off, just in the interest of full disclosure, Sony PlayStation is a Voce client, although that doesn't really affect the course of the conversation here. So why don't we just get started? First off, PlayStation obviously is a community based on gaming and the games and its players. How does that present any different challenges than maybe some other communities might?
Well, I think that gamers as a group are a lot more aware of the inner machinations of the industry than your average movie fan might be of the movie industry or of anyone who's buying a TV or clothes are of the inner workings of that company. So even teenage boys seem to know sales numbers. And they seem to know who the CEO of the company is and how we're stacking up against the competition on any given time. There's so many aspects besides just the product that's going out there that our fans and readers and consumers are really interested in. And that's one part of it. And the other part of it is that you might know, you know, Disney makes a movie or, you know, some other movie studio makes a movie, but it doesn't really matter when it comes down to it. You see the titles that you want because each theater plays every movie pretty much. But when you commit to PlayStation and you pick up a PS3 or a PSP, you are now very interested in those games that are coming out specifically for that console. A lot of games come out for a variety of consoles, but one of the biggest draws for getting a PlayStation is that we have a huge stable of game producers, of developers, who only make games for us. So you've joined a team. And so people are looking every day for more details, literally every day for more details on what being a member of the PlayStation Nation is doing for them and what they're going to be able to look forward to.
So Jeff, can you tell us a little bit? It sounds like you've got some really good interaction going. Can you tell us a little bit about how you collect feedback, how you get product innovation ideas through the communities?
Sure. Gamers love to tell us what we're doing right and what they think we should be doing differently. More than happy to tell us, and we're more than happy to listen. So number one is just like you would on any blog, Twitter, or Facebook, or any really other application, which is comments. Comments are real important to us. We're reading and replying directly to comments all the time. That's a requirement. For people that are guest blogging on our centerpiece of our social media program is our blog, and we require that they respond. In fact, I had to send off a little nasty gram this morning to someone who wrote a post, and they got over 200 comments, and they hadn't replied to any of them yet. And I was like, that's not part of the deal. It needs to be. You're not just, you know, spitting it out and then ignoring the results. You really need to address, you know, commenters. It's part of what we do, and I think it's why we've been successful. The other thing is we created something called PlayStation Share, and that allows people to submit ideas with no nothing is off topic, nothing is off limits. Anything you think we should be doing, you can go ahead and tell us. And that application's gotten thousands upon thousands of ideas, and I can bring it up real quickly, but I think we've gotten over a million votes on different ideas that have come through, which is a pretty good participation rate.
And that's about 6 months old, that particular community?
Yeah, yeah. That's correct.
Yeah, I've got
a million and a half votes, actually.
Wow.
So that's really interesting, the PlayStation Share. I've seen a lot of idea generation applications go into effect, and what seems to be the biggest challenge, and I'd love to hear your comments on how Sony has handled this, is the workflow behind the scenes, so that as these ideas come in, you know how to vet them and, you know, put them into different categories, and then you know, some of those go through to completion, others don't, but then also what's the feedback mechanism? So I guess it'd be really interesting to hear how you guys are handling that.
Yeah. It's, first of all, it's a lot more work than anybody guessed. Right. There must have been, I guess, a huge pent-up demand for that. I mean, we knew people loved to tell us what we should be doing or what they'd like to see us do. But I would say we really underestimated the amount of people that would want to jump right in and not only give us ideas, but be able to take credit for those ideas. So in our application, we have a scoreboard where people can see, you know, who submitted the most, whose ideas have gotten the most votes total. And so we were constantly getting comments saying, you know, I submitted this idea first, and, you know, they want credit for it, which, you know, is understandable. We've had to go back and try to put in some mechanical or automated algorithms where it'll be able to detect through the entry form. We have something like this, you know, something that you I'm sure you've seen with Dig, where you try to submit a story that someone else has submitted. It'll come up with a couple of ideas where a couple of sites, oh, are you sure this hasn't already been submitted? And then you can override that if you want to. And then it goes into a queue where people take a look at it. And this is where we definitely get some agency help because it's really, it was somebody's full-time job for, I think, 6 weeks, just at the very beginning to get through that initial crush of ideas. And now most of the ideas coming through are duplicates. People don't always look ahead or they phrase things differently, but the end result is the same and it's something similar. But we've got about 5,000 unique ideas, which is a crazy amount. If you were to actually try to implement them, I think it would take the company in a lot of different directions. But what I'm happy about, the key thing is the ideas we've put into action. We're right at about 50, which, you know, statistically, I guess is 1%, but that's a pretty big, the 1% ones are pretty good.
And what you have this huge installed base and almost an automatic community because people do create their network IDs for PlayStation Network, and that's presumably their ID entrance into the community. Another question I had actually was about the seasonality of things, which is aside from your installed community, you're getting new people as well as people, existing customers who are getting excited about new products, and you know specifically for. For a company like yours, I would think that the Christmas holiday season is pretty big. Do you find you get more action on the communities due to that, either in anticipation of new releases or even a lot of new members after Christmas and the other holidays where people open up their brand new PS3s and sign on?
Yeah, there's a couple of big tentpole infusion times where we get a lot of people in at once. Christmas is, of course, a huge one for us, but and another big one is E3, which is the really big news generator of the year for video game news, and that's in the summer. We get a lot of people in, and some people are in just for that short amount of time, and then some people leave after that. But we end up net keeping some subscribers. Our traffic goes way up, but what's more interesting is the people that decide to stick around and continue to get PlayStation news. And just as the install base grows, you know, by, you know, seven figures a year, eight figures a year, actually, generally, you know, you're going to pick up a percentage of that, of people looking for news. It's just constantly growing. But it's really, we've moved away from Christmas as being like the only time when games come out. I mean, really, there's so many coming out every year, so many big high profile releases. There's never really a point other than right like on Christmas where we can sort of relax.
So you plan your vacation around May then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Speaking of, you know, new people coming in, the influx, is there any dichotomy within the community between the newbies and the hardcore gamers? And does that pose any management challenges for the community?
The main schism that I think is actually the bigger dichotomy is dealing with is the people that talk and the people that don't. And just judging comments by versus page views, it's really less than 1 in 100 people will actually make a comment. And we're trying to do what we can in an upcoming redesign to lower the barrier of entry to know what people think that are just coming in, which is probably, again, a lot of new people. The big group that I really want to reach more than new people in general is reaching the people that are not quite motivated enough to comment. I generally don't comment on other industry blogs that often. I'm more of a lurker. I read, but I need to really get angry about something or really agree with something for me to figure out the comment login system on whatever blog that might be or whatever site that might be and actually leave a comment.
Hey, it'd be really interesting to hear how you structured your team. Are you structuring it around certain games? Like, do you have community managers that focus on being experts around specific games, or are you structuring it another way?
Well, I'm mostly in control of social media. We do have community managers for different groups. Our PlayStation Home virtual community has a couple of community managers. There's certain games like that have big creativity. That's something that we really push at PlayStation, is this genre of play, create, share, where you're not just playing what we give you, but we're also giving you the tools to add new things to the game. Games that I'm sure you've heard of, Little Big Planet, where a couple of million levels have been created in addition to the 50 odd levels that you get in the game. My team is divided up more along media. So I'm sort of the editor-in-chief, if you will, of our blog. And then I have someone who also is a very talented writer, but who also is pretty much our Twitter guy. And it just boggles his mind. You know, he never would have guessed 3 years ago that he'd be tweeting for a living. But he's doing a fantastic job. And since we hired him, the number of followers, the number of engagements we have has increased like 500%. It's like some just insane amount. And he's also doing a lot on Facebook, and the numbers have really increased dramatically. And people want to know why that is. One is, we're PlayStation. It's just, you know, people will come to you. But two, just the fact that he's engaging with them at all hours of the day and night has really made a huge difference. And then we have someone who's focused largely on video and getting our videos out. That's sort of how we're divided. But there's a lot of crossover. I know how to edit a video. Our video guy knows how to write. Our Twitter, I know how to tweet. Our Twitter guy knows how to do everything else, too. So there's just a general knowledge base there. That's sort of how we map out.
Let me get this straight. You have someone who is dedicated to Twitter and kind of Facebook status and things like that. That
sounds, yeah, 70% of his job. Yeah.
Sounds like a bit of a dream job, huh?
You would think that, but when you have, he, and this is something we all have an issue with, is we don't know how to shut off. Because, you know, you have your personal Twitter accounts, but there's no such thing as a personal Twitter account when you're working in a job like this. So I'll constantly be asked for tech support help on a weekend, and I'm not going to, it's not acceptable to say this is my personal Twitter account. If it's not private, I'm going to do what I can to help that person out. And it might just be just referring them over to the correct channel, but you cease to live a non-private, you know, a private life is sort of gone on the internet. So our Twitter guy, especially, I'll see tweets come out, and I'm like, that I know we're not pre-scheduled at 2 in the morning. And I'm like, sometimes I have to have a talk with him and say, please just, you know, maybe you should watch TV or something. So just for an hour, it's, you got to get your mind up. It can get very overwhelming. It's really hard to take a vacation.
Or just play a game for fun.
We do get to do that too. But that's another place where people will come at you because all of our IDs are public knowledge. And they might say, I'm having an issue with this. Or just anything. And we've got to answer. And we like to. And it's what we want to do. But it does put you in a position where I think the only time you can really have a vacation is a place that doesn't have a cell phone signal. There's not too many places like that anymore.
Just one last question. And you mentioned earlier that the gaming community is made up of a lot of teenage boys, which brings up the question, do you have to pay any particular attention to the fact that you have basically some underage members of the community, under 18 members of the community in there, as far as what content and how you approach people and what you say to them?
Well, the average age of a gamer is actually is 34 or 35 years old. And again, it keeps going up. And PlayStation gamers are definitely in that realm. But there are teenage, you can just tell by spelling that someone's either young or from another country. We have a lot of people coming in. I think roughly a third of our audience is not from North America. So sometimes you just have to take that in what might seem to be to an adult. It's like, that's not a great question. But then sometimes you just have to think, all right, that might be someone in seventh grade. And to them, they don't understand that. And so you have to there's just a lot of answering the same questions multiple times, and you can't get frustrated with that. And because you've tweeted about that or blogged about that for the last month straight, this might be their first day on there, and they don't know that that exists. And so it's just trying to always, and this is just in general, I try to keep my, try to make pretend that this is like my first day on the job, and try to keep the perspective that I had before I worked here, and that people don't know, not everybody knows. Well, I did say early on that there's a lot of people have a really deep understanding of the industry, like a shockingly deep understanding and care a lot about like the financials and the technical aspects of the industry that go far beyond just, you know, popping a game in your PS3. There's still a lot of people who don't understand everything about it and might ask a question that shows that lack of knowledge, and you still have to answer them in a very PG way, and B, again, just not losing patience, or just, you know, treating people like an individual. You know, it's just because we said it to everybody, sometimes it makes a difference. Very often it makes a difference to say that again to the specific person with a personalized answer.
Well, great.
I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, well, I think it ties into a few of the things we were talking about, actually, so that's great. So thanks for joining us, Jeff Rubenstein, Social Media Manager for Sony PlayStation.
Thanks, Jeff.
Happy to do it.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. To comment on what you've heard, email doug@voceconnect.com or jim@community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on our blog.